Blog Talk Radio.
She takes my money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger way over town that digs on me. She give me money.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas.
She give me money.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. With no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. She need a bomb, met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I can tell you rock, I can tell by your charm. Far as girls, you got a flock, I can tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? My psychic told me she have an ass like Serena, Trina, Gina, for Lopez, four kids. And I gotta take all they badass to show this. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I put up in the bins, they all got a bin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you fucking with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to fuck with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. 18 years, she got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You would see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got LiPo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. Money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup. We want prenup. Yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave your ass, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, 18 years. And on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down.
Are you on?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what is that music in the background?
I have no idea. That's not me.
She takes my money when I'm in need.
Woo.
Okay.
That is crazy.
Right?
Are we live?
We're live. Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome, you horny motherfuckers. I don't know what that was, technical bleep or whatever that was, to another Truth Front and Back. I am your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and my co-host tonight will only be Sammy Brooks.
What?
Karen Fisher will not be joining us tonight because Miss World Traveler is in Dubai.
Right? Crazy World Traveler.
First she was in Australia. Yeah, first she was in Australia and now she's in Dubai.
She is so crazy.
Yeah, eventually she comes home soon, I hope.
I know, because all that craziness that's going on all over the world, get her sexy ass back here now.
I know, and then I don't know if I'll have to tell you what happened to her in Dubai. Nothing bad. Well, kind of bad, but not like bad, bad, bad that she'll stay over there. But yeah.
Why? What happened?
She was in a car accident.
In Dubai?
In Dubai. Someone rear-ended her taxi.
Wait, my Lanta, is she okay?
She says no, but I don't know, You know, because, you know, she was just in the hospital not too long ago, but. So we'll hope for the best. And have everyone else hope for the best for Miss Boobalicious over there in Dubai.
Oh, my Lanta. Okay, well,
yeah.
Yeah, I'll talk to you about that off the air. Wowzer.
Yeah. So tonight we have some very interesting things. I just got back from North Carolina, so it's a little crazy.
Yes.
I'm kind of like disorganized, but I know what I want to say in my head. So
that's okay. I got you, sister.
Yeah. So first guest, we have Miss Annabelle Peake joining us.
Yes.
In approximately 10 minutes or so.
Uh-huh.
And for those that don't know her, she is Miss, she's very tatted. So she's in the category of ink model.
Yes, she's very hot. Just saying. Annabelle is very hot. Like, yummers.
You say that just for everyone, so...
No. I don't say that for everybody. No. I only say that for yummies. And she is in the yummies. She's in
the
yummy category. She's in the yummy category.
When I pull up her name, it all pulls up that she has pink hair, so... That's all that I'm seeing on Twitter anyway. So pink hair. So that style works for her. So we'll be talking to her shortly, guys. So if you want to call in, the number is 646-595-4038. Press 1 to talk. Or if not, you'll just be in cyberspace. The next guest after that will be Miss Ash Hollywood.
Yes, another yummy. She's in a different yummy category. She's very curvilicious.
Well, everything what I'm pulling up, I'm not 100% sure how long she's been in the business. That's one question I'm going to ask her. But it keeps pulling up teen.
Huh. Let's see here.
Yeah, so we'll speak with her. And then, you know,
she is like absolutely like curvilicious. Like, she's, and I'm not going to lie, I love curvy girls because I'm a curvy girl. You know, you're a curvy girl. We got like our curvies going on. Like, we got our tatas and our ass. Like, we love our curvies, and I love curvy girls. Love them completely, uncontrollably. I'm just saying.
I mean, the pictures that I look at now are these little, which is not a
so
bad thing.
You haven't worked with either one of these girls in any scenes at all, boy, girl. Because
no.
I know you don't do girl-girl. I know you don't do girl-girl. But you've never been on set with either one of these yummies?
No, I have not. I would have let
you
know.
Oh, my lips. Mm-hmm. I would devour both of them. I'm just saying.
All right, well, keep your devour to yourself until she gets on.
Ah, all right, fine. Jeez. Gosh.
So, I didn't really look into the porn news. I don't know if you have any porn news, but I do have some issues that I wanted to talk about, but we'll get into that later.
Well, if you have something you want to bring up, let's bring it up right now, because you know me. I'm totally on the whole you know, I love talking about anything that pisses anybody off.
Well, this pissed me off because this was brought to my attention that some girl that's not even in the porn industry.
Bring it on. Tell me, sister.
She is basically talking shit about porn girls.
I think I saw something about that.
Yeah. And for those who don't know who I'm talking about Jenna Shea.
Oh, did she say that out loud?
Yes, I did. Did she really
say her name? Oh, shit, damn donkey balls. Oh, boy. You just threw it out there.
Jenna Shea, she's not in the industry, so she has no business to be hating on us and what we do for a living. So because you're just a thirsty, thirsty, thirsty bitch. And basically, guys pay you to fuck. Yes, girls in the porn industry do that on camera and off camera. But who are you to go on social media and, one, talk about two girls? Should I bring those two girls up?
Oh, my Lanta, I don't know. Should you? Oy, yay, yay. Maybe you should. Really? Hello, this is all about the truth.
Yeah. I'm sure I'll get a call from my publicist later. But sorry, Erica, but you know this.
Erica, we love you. I love Erica. I haven't talked to Erica in forever. Erica, we love you. Please don't hate us.
Anyway, there's no reason why you should be talking about Bonnie Rotten for one. Because she had a baby. There's a lot of girls in the industry that have a baby.
Right?
And then...
And wait a second. I have to ask though. Okay, so this little chica, she's talking all this shit, doing her things, you know, getting paid for all her yummies that she's doing, and she's not even actually in the industry right now. So
no, she was never in the industry. She's just a paid escort for athletes and the rappers.
So she's just a high paid escort who has nice booty implants. And breast implants, don't get me wrong, I have Tata implants. I don't have booty implants, you know. I wish I did, but I don't. But, like, if she's out there talking all this crap about girls in the industry, who is she to be opening her mouth when it comes down to it? Hello, bitch, you getting paid to get fucked. Like, seriously.
Exactly. And then for her to say that, people that have kids, their pussy stretched out, and look at all the black.
Hey, I have a baby.
Yeah,
I have a baby in college, and my pussy ain't stretched out, and I shot porn. Okay, hello, my pussy still is intact. Okay, just saying.
So and then she's like, well, what is your son or daughter going to say about all those black cocks in every hole? First of all, let's just pump the brakes real quick because you're a paid escort, okay, for rappers. Rappers. Let's do the research. Most of the rappers are black.
Yeah, I would say, you know, like 80% of them, yes.
Right. And then most of the athletes that, because she's in a niche that mostly brothers are going to want. I could be wrong.
I think we should try and get her on the show. We should try and get her on the show and see if she will try to answer any of our questions.
Seriously. Well, we have to have, like, India on the show, because the last time I brought someone on the show, I brought India on the show, and it went great.
Oh, yeah, because I will totally go up and down a bitch from top to bottom, in the vagina, in the asshole, and say whatever. So,
so not only that she's trying to make fun of girls, porn stars in the industry that have kids, and basically saying, oh, look at all the black cock that's up inside you in every hole. Pump your brakes, sweetie, because you're doing the same thing.
So she's never actually shot any porn whatsoever.
No, she's not on video, but sucking and fucking black cock.
I guarantee you that she's on somebody's cell phone video, and these guys were smart enough not to post it. But we have a caller right here, and I'm going to bring her in right now.
Is there a guest?
Yes. Let me see. Ah, did they click it? There we go. Miss Annabelle, are you there?
Hello.
Oh, that's
Hello?
Not Annabelle.
Yeah.
Annabelle?
No. I'm Ali.
Oh, it's not Hi. Annabelle. Damn, I thought it was Annabelle calling in.
No, I'm sorry.
How are you?
Oh, Annabelle. Annabelle, you need to press 1. Miss Annabelle, I see you on there, but you need to press 1 so I can put you in.
Did you have a question for us, baby?
Okay. Well, oh my God, he's going to hate me, but I put him on hold because we need to talk to Annabelle. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. We got him on hold, so. Annabelle, there you are, Darlene.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, Annabelle.
Hello.
How are you?
Annabelle.
I'm doing very well, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm lovely. Thank you for joining us tonight on the Truth Finds Back on Dollhouse Radio. I'm your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla. And my lovely co-host is Sammy Brooks.
Annabelle,
well, nice to meet you both.
Thank you. We usually have a third, but she's traveling the world and doesn't want to be part of the show right now. So
she's busy. She's doing her thing.
So, Miss Annabelle, tell us, how long have you been in the industry?
Well, I'm new in the industry. I guess when do I stop calling myself new? I'm not sure, but... I started in January this year. So, see, I haven't been in a year yet, so we'll still call me a newbie.
Oh,
it seems like it's been longer
ABN,
than that.
After AVN, you don't call yourself new.
Okay, so there you go. This will be my first AVN this coming up January, so then I will no longer be new.
Awesome. Were you at the Inc. Awards just recently?
Yes, I was.
Yay. Awesome. So was I. So were you nominated?
Yeah, for the Inked Awards?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was nominated for 5 Inked Awards, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy. And I won 2 of them, so that was pretty fantastic.
Yay!
I know.
And
Thank
what
you.
Did you just remind people or, you know, your viewers? What category did you win?
Sure. I won the Cam Girl of the Year in the Inked Awards, and I won the Fan-Based Award for Perfect Pussy.
Wow.
So
your fans are really loving you.
I know. I was pretty stunned and pretty overwhelmed. It was quite flattering. It was wonderful to win awards.
Were you expecting that?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, I got nominated for Cam Girl of the Year along with a whole bunch of other cam girls, of course, and I hadn't even cammed full-time for a full year, so I did not expect to get it, you know. And the fan votes, well, I have very loyal fans, and I love them, and they know how to, like, get out the vote, so Right. So all I can say is they must really like my pussy.
Especially if you were nominated for 5.
I was actually nominated for best tits, best ass, perfect pussy, and social media queen, and all 4 of those were fan based awards. So
I have to say that's a pretty amazing, especially in your first year. That's like
I know. I agree. Thank you so much.
Questions?
I do have a couple questions. So when it comes to you camming, what sites do you cam on so we can all go and see that perfect vagina, tits, ass, everything you have to offer?
Absolutely. You want to perv on me. That's totally allowed.
I do. I actually do. And I'm not going to lie. I'm going to actually... I'm going to perv on her and actually bring her on to my webcam radio show because I would love to have her because, you know, we got the Adult Webcam Awards coming up in January as well. So
That's right. Well, I was nominated for an award for that, but I'm not going to be able to attend because it's right during the AVNs, and so I'll be so busy at the AVN Awards, like convention center and stuff, that I don't think I'll even be able to go, and that stinks. So
that's okay because I'm one of the organizers, and I'm still going to bring you on my radio show at another time. So I just want to know where we can find you, like your website address, your cam show address.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, right now I cam on my free cams, and I cam on Chatterbait, and usually I do it simultaneously because kind of today in the industry, in the cam world, it's pretty common to dual webcam, and so I have 2 computers set up, and I broadcast them simultaneously so more people can see my shows at the same time.
Isn't that funny? A lot of girls don't know how to do that. Right?
I think that's true. A lot of girls, when I tell them that's what I do, they're really surprised. And I said, it's real easy. And I mean, you have to be smart and you have to be able to read your, you know, 2 screens and respond to people, and you can't break rules. So like if you signed up for, like there's other websites out there like Live Jasmine and I'm Live. And if you sign up for them, they have very different rules than like Chatterbait. And
oh boy.
So you don't want to cam them at the same time because it messes things up.
Uh-huh. Oh, no, I got you, sister. I got you. Oh, my gosh, you are so cute. You are so freaking hot and sexy. I'm just going to say Annabelle Peaks is absolutely yummers. I'm just saying.
Oh, thank you so much.
She's in the yummy category. She's got a 9.5 in the yummy category. I'm just saying.
So
well, good.
Let me just tell the callers, if you're just tuning in now, you're listening to Truth Fighting Back on Dollhouse Radio, and we have Miss Annabelle Peaks. Guys, if you have a question for her or a comment, or you just want to say hi to her or Sammy, unfortunately, Publicious is not here, so hold your calls for Miss Publicious. But call for 646-595-4038. Make sure you press 1. Why are you laughing, Sammy? Is that you know every week it's callers for Booglicious. I love
Booglicious. Wait, hold on. Tell me that phone number again.
646-595-4038.
Tell me that phone number again, and I'll post it.
Okay. 646-595-4038. Make sure you press 1.
Okay, we have a caller. We have a caller, girls. Are you ready?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Here's our caller. 310-929.
Hello?
Caller? Hello?
Hello?
Well, did we scare him off?
No. Hello?
We're 310. Just young pretty ladies.
No? Hello? Well, thanks for calling.
310-929. You're there, darling.
Hello?
There you are. Hello. How are you, honey?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hey, how are you? Yes, hey, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Fine, thank you so much. I'm Ali from Dubai. How are you doing?
Oh, Ali from Dubai. How are you, Ali?
I'm fine, thank you so much. How's Sammy and how's Karen?
Oh,
Sammy,
thank
you're doing
you.
Fine, honey.
Well, you're on with Boobzilla. Boobalicious
yeah.
is not on tonight. And you're on with Sammy Brooks, and we have Miss Annabelle Peake. So did you have a question for any of us?
No, I just want to say hi to you guys. And
thank you.
And I'm glad. I really enjoyed the show, and I vote for you, the Bobzilla, for the voting category for social media and star and every day. Yeah.
You
are nominated for voting.
So
yeah, and also Karen as outstanding.
Are you voting for Karen? Yeah. Well, she's over there with you in Dubai. Are you not having breakfast with her right now?
I hope I tried because she is busy, and I hope to see her today. So I just want to say hi. I thought that she would be in the show today with you guys.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
he
I
was in the last week.
Call from Dubai, you know that.
Yeah. So that's why I just want to say hi, and
okay.
It was an amazing show. Okay.
All right.
So,
thank you so,
thank
much.
You so much.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Right,
thank you, darling. Have a good day or evening, wherever you are.
Bye. Day. They're just waking up. Oh, my God.
I know, right? I always forget, like, what time it is when we're, like, on our side.
You know, he called in, just so you know, this is why Miss Googlicious could not do. They charge $5 a minute.
I know. That's crazy. That's more than my webcam.
Yes, well, if you call the state
I'm
from Dubai,
nice
it's $5
girl.
A minute.
I'm so,
so
nice.
So we have Miss Anna on the
yeah.
line. Hello, Anna?
Hello?
Anna's still here. Okay, so we have other callers. Okay, so girls, are you ready? Are
yes.
you ready?
Really,
okay, Okay, I hope you're ready. We're going to take him in. I'm taking him in first one as they come. Here is 260-418. How are you, darling?
Hello? Caller?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Is she there?
Okay, God damn it. Say something, Mr. 260.
Now
we can
hear
you.
Hello?
Hi. Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I can't complain. The world's a better place when I see you smiling.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You have a question for Miss Anna?
Well, I'm spellbound for any more questions. Just keep smiling and showing what you got. Been seeing her forever, and it's a pleasure to see her the way she is, and her personality is so exuberating, and she's so vibrant. So,
oh my God, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
thank you so much.
Yeah, I wish I could personally meet her and give her red rose, which
should
match her hair color.
You should come to Vegas. She'll be at AVN.
I will. I'll be at the AVN.
I wish I could because I'm traveling out of town. But I was in Vegas a few months back, and I had a chance to be there. But unfortunately, yep, definitely I'll look forward to seeing her soon.
So you're busy January 20th to the 23rd?
Yes, I'll be traveling.
Oh, well, that's a bummer.
Oh, that sucks.
That really sucks. Big dumb balls. So thank you, Paula, for calling in.
Thank you very much. It's sweet of you.
Pleasure, Anna.
Thank
Love you.
You.
Keep doing
Bye-bye.
What you're doing. You are amazing.
Thank you. Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh.
Okay, girls.
I'm just so
we
flattered
have...
to hear from fans. It's just wonderful. I just can't.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
right?
Now
yeah.
we have another caller. Let's go to this one, Mr. 419. Come on.
Hello, Mr. 419.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Stacy. I'm from Ohio. I'm calling. I called you guys a few weeks ago.
Uh huh. So hi, Stacy. How are you? Do you have a question for us, or do you have a question for Miss Annabelle?
I have for all you ladies. Do any of you ladies feature dance?
I've done a feature dance before, yes.
So you're not like on tour with it or nothing?
No, I'm new in the entire industry of things, and actually they told me when I did the one feature dance in August that they usually don't hire a new talent in the industry for like the first 18 months because they don't have a following and they don't have fans that are, you know, looking to come see her. But they hired me anyway because I guess people asked for me. I'm not really sure why.
Yeah, so they're chomping at the bit for you to come out.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. You're very sexy. I mean, all you ladies are very, very sexy.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I do have a new gig coming up in, I think it's in May in Pittsburgh. That's the next one I'm going to.
Okay. I would love to meet all you ladies if you ever come to Ohio. Like I said, I follow you guys on Twitter. I'll keep an update on that.
Well, that's awesome. You should tweet me today that, hey, I talked to you on the phone. I'll follow you back. It's just fun.
Right?
Okay.
That's one of the things, when you tweet us after you've called into the show, we will definitely follow you back. If you tweet us, we will totally follow back your cock, darling. Just saying.
I feel like I have to be giant right now.
Okay. We're not doing the cock talk right now. We'll do that during our cam shows, honey bunny.
Oh, I understand, ladies. I'd rather surprise you.
Okay. Well, do you have any more questions for any of us girls before I take on another caller?
No, just want to let you ladies know, congratulations, you know, good wishes, Karen, congratulations on your AVN nominations. I wish you guys the best.
Karen, were you nominated for?
I think Karen was nominated for the Hottest MILF, I believe. And I was nominated for the Hottest MILF and the Best Boobs. Finally, the Best Boobs in 6 years.
Oh, yes.
How it fucking took 6 years?
Yay!
Boobzilla. Oh, yes.
Boobzilla. Like, oh, my God. Like, no offense to girls that have big boobs. I'm sorry, but award should go to girls that have little boobs. I'm sorry.
Right?
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. I'm not hating on you guys that having big boobs and perfect boobs, but, like, I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Oh, I understand.
No, you are absolutely right, sister.
Well, wow. I'm glad to hear you're not against me on any of them. See, now we can still be friends. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not against anybody. I'm not, definitely not against anybody.
I know.
So, but, yeah, so let's wrap this guy up and cause I still want to ask.
We got to let you go, darling. We have other callers, so we got to let you go. Mr. Okay. Mister. You have a fabulous evening.
I will. I hope you ladies do the same, too.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye, ladies.
Bye-bye. Ciao.
Oh, my goodness. We have so many people that are, like, just
because
wanting to
come
in. I know, right?
Anna.
And before...
Yes. I just said I may have posted your phone number out to the fan group, so there may be people calling.
We have, there's like a ton of people calling in right now. Like there's so, we have so many more. And we have.
If you stay on until 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, that's what you have to do.
Okay.
So.
Wait, is she staying on or?
Well, I don't know if they keep calling for her.
I know, right?
You can't take her off, and they'll be like, well, I'm calling for Annabelle P. You know, like how they get all depressed. When you kick off a caller, you know, it's like, well, I was calling for, you know, Annabelle P. Or, you know, I was calling for Jellabelle Abu, whatever her name was.
Yes. You know? So funny. Oh, my Lanta. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we have another caller right here, right now. Let's bring them in. And this is 347-409. How are you?
Yo, good evening. How y'all doing?
How you doing from New York? What's up?
Doing.
I got a couple of questions. First of all, how do I pronounce this? I got to address my native New Yorker real quick. Is it Desiree or Desire in the last name, DeLuca?
It's Desiree DeLuca.
Desiree, yes. Desiree, that sounds really Latino.
It's really not. It's 100% Italiano.
Oh, right, right. Matter of fact, yeah, that makes about sense because there's a whole lot of Italians uptown, as a matter of fact. I want to give a shout-out to all the ladies. Matter of fact, if this is okay, I want to give a shout-out to somebody who I really like, a star that works for Dollhouse Radio. Can I give a shout-out to Miss Alana Evans? I think she's really hot. You know what I mean?
Alana Evans? Hey, sure you can.
Yeah, she's a real cool lady. But anyway, first off, who has something that they're about to get into after the show is over at 12:30? Is anybody doing any camming or anything like that after the show's over?
I am.
Okay, and Miss with the beautiful voice, what is your name again?
Annabelle Peaks.
Annabelle Peaks, word. As a matter of fact, I just seen your Twitter. You got some pretty, yo, she got some dope photos. I really fuck with that. who the one that said, listen, I think that the person who gets the award for best boob should have small boobs. Who said that?
It was not me. No, it was not me. I had
not
to...
Definitely not Sammy, because Sammy does not have small boobs.
But I said, in the
I know.
What I said, and I wasn't hating on girls that had fake boobs. It just, I've been in the industry 6 years, so I, like, every person that gets the best boobs in the industry are girls that have fake boobs.
Yes.
So I'm not understanding, because I thought maybe that title was for girls that are natural.
But, like, how could, like, Sasha Grey get an award for, like, best boobs? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't even know.
Bad to me.
I don't even know why Sasha Grey, like, where is she?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I don't mean to cut y'all off, but before we get into any, like, crazy booby talk and AVN talk, we do have another yummy performer that's going to be calling in here in a few minutes.
Yes. I'm just saying. I know. Yes,
well,
I
appreciate getting a call in, ladies. You know what I'm saying? And Miss Annabelle,
thank
I'm going to actually check you out.
Where are you from? Where in New York? The Bronx?
Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thanks a lot, ladies.
All right.
You are fabulous. Thank you for calling in, darling.
Yeah, word up.
Word up.
What up? Oh, my gosh. I sound so, like, total, like... Oh, my gosh. I sound so totally, like, yeah, whatever.
Oh, my gosh. So,
right? No, Desiree, don't even say anything. Just don't even say anything.
So I just want to ask Annabelle P. her opinion. She doesn't have to voice anything if she doesn't want to. I don't know if you were on the line when me and Sammy Brooks were talking.
Yes.
Okay. So one thing I don't like about this industry is how other girls try to hate on other girls.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Miss Annabelle, bring it up.
But,
yeah.
You don't have to answer if you don't feel comfortable. So I don't want to, you know, make you
go
feel
ahead,
uncomfortable.
Well, what's the question?
So
she probably doesn't know all the stuff that's going on because she's a little bit newer. And
she's a Miss Social Queen on Twitter. Did you not hear she got nominated?
No, I saw her social, you know, media stuff going on. But does she really want to say it live on the air? Ask her.
So I don't know if you've been following the I wouldn't say it's really news because it's really not news, but this gossip that is about this non-porn star who likes to talk shit about girls that are in the industry, whether they have kids or whether they're, you know, they had fucked up lives as a childhood. So this girl likes to make little fucked up videos and post it on social media. So that's what we were talking about before you came on.
I gotcha. I was wondering what was happening, but the honest truth is, one, I haven't heard of it before, but I have way too much going on in my life. And two, there's people that judge and people that hate no matter what you do in life. Like, I was a CPA for years, and people hated me because I was a blonde and I was pretty. And so, like, what do you do? Do you live life getting upset? Like, do you live like people who hate on you, or do you just get over it and say, I'm really sorry that you feel that way, but I hope you have a great day, and you move on with life? Like, I just, it takes so much for you to really upset me about something. I just don't get involved in drama, and I think that people will have the opinions that they have, and you can be nice to them and hope that they change their opinion, or you can move on and give them the best impression of yourself that you can. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
I mean, I don't get in drama because I'm not allowed to get in drama. Number one, I have a temper. Number two, my publicist will not allow me to get in drama. But since I have this radio show.
But what's the point? What's the point of getting into drama? Like, I don't get into drama. Like, I've been doing webcamming.
No, but we don't get into drama, but Sammy, we have a radio show, so we talk about it. Doesn't that mean
I know,
that
but
we'll
when we're on the radio show, but I never, ever, ever do any drama on my, like, social media. I never have, never will. It's just something I don't do.
I've done it once, and, yeah, then, of course, my publicist was mad, but it was because someone was attacking my publicist, basically telling my publicist that they should put a leash on me or a muzzle, something along those effects, and yeah.
The thing is, it's like when it comes to social media, like you just, here's my thing. When it comes to social media, you just don't be stupid. I'm just saying. And I don't care if anybody thinks that I'm an idiot when I say it. You just smile. You look pretty. You have fun. You just don't be stupid. Am I wrong, girls? Am I wrong?
Well, it depends. If they're attacking you.
Oh,
like,
my gosh. Desiree, no. Oi, Melanta. You don't. No. Smile look pretty, sister. You got nice, voluptuous tatas.
Oh my goodness. No, but I'm saying I'm not sticking up for all these girls that go off on social media. But for instance, if you're attacking, say I have a kid, which I don't have a kid, but if someone's attacking me and saying that, oh.
And you know what I would say is my kid is prettier than yours. So quit attacking me.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, wow.
Like, when you're on webcam, there's people that come in and will say things just to get a rile out of you, and it's just the same way in life. It's like high school when you had glasses and some mean person would come up to you and say, oh, you're ugly because you have glasses. Like, you can either let it bother you, and the more you let it bother you, the more they're going to target you because they see that they're getting at you, or you can choose to take the higher road. And just be like, you know what, thanks, have a great day. And they're going to find out that, you know what, you're no fun. You're not fun to make fun of because you don't get hurt by it. And then they move on.
Seriously. Here, you smile, you look pretty, you turn your back and say, sorry, okay, I'm glad that you hate me, but guess what, my life is fabulous.
That's right, I pretty much love my life, yeah.
I love mine too. Okay, we have... Desiree, we have our next guest coming on also. Oh, my Lanta, Annabelle. I absolutely, truly, I love this girl. She's freaking sexy and cute. I love her. I love her. Yummers.
Thank you.
She's so yummers. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Desiree, are you ready? Desiree, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, there she is. Like, wait, Desiree, are you there? Oh, my Lanta. Okay.
So are you going to take another caller? Should I go? Should I leave and get to work? I got to shake my titties on cam for a little
Miss
while.
Miss Annabelle, you can shake your tatas.
Well, I've been kind of shaking my tatas on cam anyway, but, you know.
Yeah, just go ahead and do your little shout-outs for people, and then so they can know where to find you.
Oh, sure. If you're listening to me on the radio and you're at least a little intrigued at who this person is, I'm Annabelle Peaks, and you can find me on Twitter at AnnabellePeaksXX, and you can find me on Chatterbait at AnnabellePeaksXX. I'm on right now. You can find me on my free cams at Annabelle Peaks, and pretty much just Google my name and you find me everywhere.
No, that's it.
Thank you so much, Miss Annabelle.
I'm scooping up.
Well, it was a pleasure to talk with you tonight. Thanks, guys, so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, have a good day.
Annabelle's awesome. Oh, she's yummy. I am so scooping her up.
Oh, wow.
She's like, no, I'm scooping her up, dude. Seriously. She is, she's totally, yeah. I'm scooping her up. I'm scooping her up. Okay. All right. So.
what's the next?
Oh, gosh. Okay. So we've got Miss Ash Hollywood. Press 1, darling, so we can bring you in for the fun. Press 1, baby doll. Oh, shit. I'm going to let you take this over right now. Here she is, Miss Ash. There she is.
Hi.
She's in the house.
Hi, Miss Ash. How are you?
I'm good. I've been listening to you guys since, well, 9 my time, but you guys are cracking me up. It's all sorts of giggles and positivity and goodness in here. I love it so much.
we tried to have
and,
a good
you know,
name.
I just have to say, when it comes to the haters, you know, I'm a very positive, happy, optimistic person, especially when you see my social media, but those people who like to troll on adult performers and like to say things about us, the only thing that I like to retort with is, honey, I really appreciate your opinion because, of course, you're allowed your opinion. We're all allowed that. It's a free country. Although, I don't think that I could hate myself as much as you hate yourself. So please, don't project it onto me. And thank you. And I really hope that you turn your day around and you have a great day.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. She is a total Sammy girl. Yes.
You'll have to excuse me if you can hear Christmas music in the background. I'm actually hanging out with a friend right now at a formal Navy event, and the hotel that we're at is playing this really cute, adorable Christmas music in the back end. This is the quiet place I could, most quiet place I could be right now.
You're
oh my God.
It's so funny being in a room where nobody knows what I do, and I'm like, hey, I have to step out for a minute. I have a really important phone call to make.
Wait.
So you're at a military Christmas party.
Yep.
And trying to tell me that nobody in there, and I date a military man, so there's nobody in there knows who you are?
Well, I mean, nobody will actually admit if they recognize me, put it that way. They're all around their higher-ups. They're all around, you know, important people. And so nobody would say a word if they could.
Oh, my gosh. I absolutely love it. Holy biscuits, Batman. Are you kidding me? Oh, my Lanta, give me a man in uniform right now. Just put him through my phone, and I will totally have fun with him on webcam right now.
Live it,
oh,
Candy.
My God.
Yes.
You know, a lot of them will probably join in on
what,
that later,
hello?
For sure.
Oh, my gosh. Ash, you're so stinking cute. You seriously are there hiding in a corner right now, and nobody knows what you're doing.
Nobody.
Like, this is like every man's, like, this is kind of like a fantasy. Like, you're hiding in a corner right now. And if you could seriously start masturbating on the radio, they would be, like, intrigued beyond freaking.
Oh, my God.
You know, I don't think that this security personnel walking by me right now would truly appreciate that.
Yeah. tell Mr. Security that Sammy will take care of him later.
Security, I'm pressing all my buttons and shit. Can you please help me?
Yeah. Not mind her, Miss Ash Hollywood. So tell me, how long have you been in the industry? Here.
Come March 2016, it will be 6 years. Sometimes I feel like porn years are like dog years. But I have to say that since I decided to do this right before my 21st birthday, it has been the coolest decision I ever made for myself. It's like a roller coaster. It has its ups and downs, and it has its twists and turns. But, you know, it's a fucking roller coaster, so you end up loving it at the end anyways.
Exactly. No wonder I kept pulling up your name and everything that came up was Teen, Teen, Teen.
I know. It's really funny. The first thing that I ever did in the industry was a photo shoot, and I ended up getting the cover of Hustler Barely Legal. And I'm like, I'm not barely legal. I'm about to turn 21. Like, I'm barely legal to drink. But I did the tween stuff, as I like to call it, for a long, long time. And I still do it occasionally, but my tattoos have sort of gotten in the way, but they always put me as the girl next door. And, well, it's supposed to be 2016, let's be honest. Like, the hot girl next door has tattoos.
Sorry. Oh,
so,
my goodness. So
you've been in the industry 6 years, so who is your favorite performer to work with?
See, that's really tough because I love women a little bit more than I love men, so I'm a little biased, but my two favorite girls to work with are probably, oh God, no, I have a list long full of girls. I really like Lexi Bell. She's one of my favorites, and I would say she's one of my personal friends. I like Tiffany Tyler, who unfortunately is no longer in the industry. Misha Brooks, also no longer in the industry. I mean, I love girls who love girls, so put it that way. I have fun with girls who truly love girls, because there's nothing worse than getting into a scene and a girl being like, I don't really like girls. I'm like, cool, I'm getting paid to force myself on you today. But when it comes to male performers, I actually like performing with the European performers a little more. I would say Mick Blue, Manuel Ferrara, my top two favorites. I haven't gotten to work with Annika Albright yet in a one-on-one setting, and I wish I could, because my ultimate porn threesome would be Annika and Mick together. But really, what I like about the foreign performers more than anything, Mike Angelo is another one of my favorites, but he's a French performer that actually lives in Budapest. And what I like about the foreign guys is there's just so much more passion in the scenes. There's just so much more realness. They're not robotic. They're not faking it. They never have to go into a corner and get it up again. You know, they love being there.
Wow. That's very interesting to know. Amy, did you know
that? She's yummy. She's on the yummy list.
Did you know that about the foreign performers?
I don't know too much about the foreign performers, but little Miss Ash right here, I'm just saying that I could totally MILF her out. I'm just saying.
You know, I have been casted in a lot of those, what do they call it, like cougars and kittens kind of thing.
Or yeah, mothers
well
and daughters.
I usually I do like the mother daughter. Yeah,
that's hot.
I'm not totally into the cougar thing yet, because I'm too young. I'm still young looking enough to where I don't feel cougar.
Yeah,
no, I'm not in the cougar thing. No, I'm not in the meow. I'm in the mouth thing.
Well, it's okay. So, I'm a crazy cat lady, and I love cats of all sizes, shapes, forms, colors, everything. So I like to call my girls kittens, and I just collect kittens of all types.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lanta. I could totally put Mommy on her. Mommy will put her in her place, like, all day long.
Miss Ashley, real quick, I need to ask you. So you mentioned the foreign performers. Do you have anyone that here in the States that you like to work with?
Well, the ones that are here in the States, Kieran Lee, who I'm actually working with here pretty soon for my digital playground contract star competition, he's a favorite of mine. Mick Blue, Manuel Ferrara, they're both in the States, but not originally from.
Right.
Nice.
So, Miss Sammy, you have a question or two?
I do have a couple questions. So, are you going to be in Vegas, darling?
Yes, I am. I'm actually going to be hosting, more than likely, for Vivid Radio at AVN. We always host live from the expo floor, and I get to be like you girls and just talk about everything that's going on. And a lot of it is just me live broadcasting, me hitting on all the women, I'm not going to lie, and making fun of all the men, because I think they're always kind of making asses of themselves there in the most adorable way possible. And then I'll also be there directing for a super secret company. I'm not allowed to announce it yet, because we're going to announce it at the AEE Expo. And I'll be up there making dirty, dirty films in the hotel room while everybody's signing away.
Oh, nice.
I'm directing an all-girl series, and I can't wait.
You don't have to be at the convention. You're just going to be a little dirty little girl upstairs.
Well, if I'm going to be at the convention, I'm going to be broadcasting live radio. So there's a chance that I will be there as well. But I won't be signing pictures for anybody, unfortunately.
Oh, that's depressing for your fans that are coming all over the world to see you.
Oh, they'll run into me. Don't worry. They always do. I remember one of my last AVNs, I showed up in my pajamas. We drove all the way from Los Angeles. I showed up in this panda onesie, and I had no makeup on, and I was super incognito, so I thought. And the paparazzi, the pornerazzi, as I like to call them, came up, and they're like, Ash, can we get a photo of you? Ash, can you sign these 8x10s? Ash. And I'm like, oh, my God, I haven't even checked in yet. Like, fuck. can you give me a minute? Like, I'm in a onesie.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. So, well, we'll see you at ABN if you want to do your shout out. I'm saying the show has to wrap up.
No, she said she wasn't going to be doing a booth at the ABNs.
No, I said do her shout out.
Oh, my shout outs? You want my shameless plugs? And we're not talking about the naughty kind?
Give your shout outs.
Oh, they are
darling.
Kind of naughty.
Give
you
all
should be
your
18 years and up if you're going to do anything involved with me. But if you want to find me or anything that I'm up to, you can go to ashgirl.com. That's Ash, my first name, girl, because that's what I am, .com. And if you want to find me on Twitter, it's Ash Hollywood. If you want to find me on Instagram, it's Hollywood Censored, because I got kicked off one time, and that was my FU back to them. And do I have anything else? I have a Snapchat, but I don't really use it. It's ash.hollywood. It's really boring. There's nothing on there. But definitely follow the other social medias because they're really awesome. I'm also starting a fitness and health website because more than playing with beautiful girls these days, I actually transform people's lives and make them happier, healthier, skinnier. I reverse age. It's like giving people the blood of virgins to drink. So
awesome.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. Because you know what? You know what? She just said, Desiree, she used to be like us. That is awesome, Ash. We love it. She used to be like
you
us.
You guys are amazing. I'm so glad.
Yeah, we've been doing this for how long? Like, Desiree, we've been doing this for how long? And she said she used to be like us. Oh, you're awesome.
Oh, I'm still, trust me, I am still a naughty girl. My naughty side is not going anywhere because if I tried to cage that beast, it would not work out very well.
I know, but you...
Like I said...
You said you used to be like us. Like, you're half my age, darling.
Oh, no, like I said, used to be is the wrong term. I do deeply apologize for that, and
all
I will
right.
take it back.
No,
and I will
baby
dive
girl, you are sexy, you are fabulous, and we will see you in Vegas. We will see you in
wait.
Vegas. We will.
Well, thank you so much, ladies. And thank you for having me tonight.
Thank you.
Desiree, take
I'm
it away.
I'm going to sneak back up here and be all incognito now. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Wow. That wraps it up for another Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Desiree, are you serious?
What?
Oy, my Lanta. Okay, we're going.
We're going to go off air because it's past the time. So we'll talk off the air. But, yeah, guys, you were just listening to a great night of Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. I am your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla. Boobalicious is somewhere in Dubai. Shout out to Boobalicious. And come back soon, Boobalicious. And my other co-host is Sammy Brooks. Miss Sammy, you can do your shout-out.
I'm just going to say you can watch me live on my webcam at sammy_brooks.cammodels.com or on sammybrooksvip.com.
You just want to be nasty, that's all you
no,
want to do.
No, I'm just going to click on one of these songs, and I pray to God that I'm not going to get kicked in the butt for this. I'm clicking on a song. I'm just clicking on a song.
Clicking on a song.
Rich them girls in my pot, the boom boom, then my wine up them waist, then my pot, the boom boom. Queens them girls in my pot, the boom boom, then my wine up them waist, then my pot, the boom boom. Trinity them girls in my pot, the boom boom, then my wine up them waist, then my pot, the boom boom. Jamaican girls in my pot, the boom boom, then my wine up them waist, then my pot, the boom boom.
Yo, he in love with a ghetto girl. He said he want a piece like Meadow World. Pat pat on the kitty cat. He don't mess with them regulars. He tryna kick it like a ninja. He tryna stick it like syringes. He don't ever play the benches, so I'ma let him touch it. They be playing with some engines. I know that you want it. I see that you watch it. ready to come here and get it with it, I got them.
Bricks them girls, them my pot, they boom boom, them my wine up them waist, them my pot, they boom boom. Queens them girls, them my pot, they boom boom, them my wine up them waist, them my pot, they boom boom. Trinity them girls, them my pot, they boom boom, them my wine up them waist, them my pot, they boom boom. Jamaican girls, them my pot, they boom boom, them my wine up them waist, them my pot, they boom boom.
Put it in his face like a cop badge. He wanna pun it like a hashtag. He gon' have to get the wash rag. If he shoot it up, I'ma bust back.